Today is Tuesday, May 20th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore four interconnected areas of evidence-informed wellness guidance, from what your hydration levels are quietly doing to your brain, to six symptoms a physician says should never be waited out. Here's something worth sitting with before we go any further. Your body is already communicating with you, right now, in this moment. Not loudly, not dramatically, quietly. Through your energy levels, your clarity of thought, the way your mood has shifted since you woke up. The most powerful thing you can do for your health isn't a dramatic overhaul. It's simply learning to listen more precisely. You already know something is worth paying attention to. That instinct is the foundation everything else is built on. Let's start with something almost everyone underestimates: water. According to Dr. Mark Hyman, your brain is approximately 75% water. And here's the part that might genuinely surprise you. A drop of just 1 to 2% in your body's hydration level is enough to measurably reduce concentration, trigger fatigue, cause headaches, and shift your mood. Not a 10% drop, not dramatic dehydration, 1 to 2%. Which means that many of the symptoms we chalk up to a rough night's sleep, a stressful morning, or just one of those days, may actually be your body quietly asking for more fluid. Dr. Hyman also made an important point about timing. Thirst, he explained, is a late warning signal. By the time your body flags it, you're already running behind. Relying on thirst alone means spending much of your day mildly underhydrated without ever knowing it. Building on that, and this is the part that often surprises people, plain water is only part of the equation. Electrolytes. The minerals like sodium, potassium, and magnesium that help your body actually absorb and retain fluid matter just as much. Without them, you can drink generously and still not be optimally hydrated at the cellular level. Dr. Hyman describes whole foods like cucumbers, leafy greens, berries, and melons as sources of what he calls structured water, fluid that comes packaged with the fiber and minerals your body needs to use it most efficiently. So drinking more water and eating more water-rich whole foods aren't separate goals. They're the same goal, approached from two directions. Now let's talk about something that's been working quietly in the background of your health for years, possibly without your knowing it. Dr. David Unwin, a general practitioner in the UK whose insights are drawn from 13 years of patient data from his NHS practice, introduced a concept that many people describe as genuinely clarifying the first time they hear it. Here it is. At any given moment, the total amount of sugar circulating in your bloodstream is approximately 1 teaspoon. Think about that. Just 1 teaspoon dissolved across 5 liters of blood. Your body is working with extraordinary precision to maintain that balance, and it doesn't take much to tip the scales. More importantly, and this is where it gets interesting, Dr. Unwin explained that starchy foods like bread, rice, potatoes, pasta, and breakfast cereals are, in his words, glucose molecules holding hands. When you digest them, those connections break apart and release free glucose into your bloodstream, exactly the way sugar does. Because starch doesn't taste sweet, most of us simply don't register it as a blood sugar concern, but your body does. Using a teaspoon of sugar equivalent system he developed with a public health charity, Dr. Unwin calculated that a large baked potato carries approximately 9 teaspoons of sugar equivalent when digested. A bowl of unsweetened cornflakes, approximately 8 teaspoons. A standard portion of boiled white rice, approximately 10 teaspoons. These aren't alarming numbers meant to frighten you. They're meant to make something invisible visible. And here's the longer arc of why this matters. Dr. Unwin's patient data points to a condition called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a gradual accumulation of fat in the liver that can quietly interfere with how insulin works, which is your body's sugar traffic controller. It now affects approximately 1 in 3 people in the developed world, and it can be present for up to 10 years before any symptoms appear. The encouraging news, and Dr. Unwin was clear about this, is that liver function was often the first measurable improvement his patients saw after reducing their carbohydrate intake. Frequently improving by a third to 50% within just weeks, the body wants to rebalance. It often just needs the right conditions to do so. Now let's shift to something that doesn't involve food or water at all, but affects your health just as profoundly. Dr. Nick Epley, a behavioral scientist at the University of Chicago, has spent his career studying how human connection shapes our well-being. And one of his most striking findings is this: going without meaningful social contact, even briefly, has measurable physical effects on the body. He referenced the work of the late Dr. John Cacioppo, a loneliness researcher also at the University of Chicago, whose studies showed that loneliness triggers spikes in cortisol, a stress hormone, in the bloodstream. Over time, those cortisol spikes compromise cardiovascular functioning and weaken the immune system. Loneliness, in other words, is not just an emotional experience. It's a biological one. But here's what Dr. Epley found reassuring in his own research. You don't need deep, extended relationships to feel the benefit of connection. The largest jump in well-being, his data showed, happens simply by going from no social contact to some contact. A brief, warm exchange with a stranger, a cashier, a neighbor, a fellow commuter, genuinely counts. The moment itself is the point. He also highlighted a pattern that showed up consistently across his studies. We systematically underestimate how interested other people are in connecting with us. That quiet misjudgment keeps us more isolated than we need to be. If a kind thought crosses your mind about someone today, share it. According to Dr. Epley's research, it reliably lifts the mood of both people involved. Finally, and perhaps most immediately important, there are 6 symptoms that a physician says should never be rationalized away or added to a waiting list. One of the most common patterns this physician observed during his hospital career was patients arriving in crisis, with symptoms that had started weeks or even months earlier, but had been explained away as stress, tiredness, or aging. Knowing what to listen for is not alarmism, it's self-care. The 6 symptoms he described are these: a sudden, severe headache that feels unlike any you've had before, especially if it's the worst of your life, worsens in the morning, or isn't relieved by standard pain medication; chest heaviness or jaw discomfort that appears during physical exertion; unintentional, unexplained weight loss; a sudden loss of bladder or bowel control with no prior history; persistent difficulty swallowing, or a sensation of food getting stuck; and a noticeable, relatively rapid change in mental sharpness or behavior in yourself or someone you love. If any of these are present, the guidance is clear. Don't schedule an appointment weeks out. Seek evaluation promptly. Early care, even when it turns out to be reassuring, leads to far better outcomes than delayed care. What strikes me about today's guidance taken together is how connected these 4 areas really are. Hydration supports brain function and mood, which affects how clearly you read the signals your body is sending. A diet lower in refined carbohydrates and higher in water-rich whole foods supports both metabolic health and hydration. A moment of genuine human connection activates the parts of your nervous system that buffer stress. And knowing which symptoms deserve urgent attention means you never have to guess when to act. These aren't separate concerns. They're part of the same underlying foundation, the quiet daily work of keeping yourself well. A quick and important note: everything in today's briefing is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. If you're considering changes to your diet, particularly if you take medication for blood sugar, blood pressure, or kidney function, please speak with your healthcare provider first. Dr. Unwin specifically cautioned that reducing carbohydrate intake can lower blood sugar and blood pressure in ways that may require medication adjustments, and those changes need to be supervised. Before we close, here's one simple, cost-free step you can take right now, today. No equipment required. Drink 1 glass of water. Before your next cup of coffee, before your next task, before anything else. After hours of sleep, your body has been losing fluid through breathing and metabolism the entire time. 1 glass is a meaningful start. That's it, just 1 glass. Thank you for spending this time on your health today. That's your functional health briefing for Tuesday, May 20th. Come back tomorrow for your next update. There's always something worth knowing. You've got this. Take care of yourself.